Okay, this is Earl Thomas, the voice, bringing you another episode of On the Casting Couch. I'm really happy today to be talking to Joseph Chappell.
That'll work.
Pardon me. I said Joseph Chappell. Yes. You've got a great name, that's for sure. And we have something in common, our love of music. I love Motown, and you were a star vocalist and vocal director of the tribute to Motown Review. I also noticed Martha Reeves, Mary Wells. Tell us what you enjoyed about that experience.
Well, it was a weird situation that came up. That particular act was coming to town, and one of their personnel couldn't make it. So they contacted a promoter in town to ask, is there anyone that could come in and fill in on the spot? And I got the call.
And how happy were you?
I got a chance to be in the green room with my mentor, David Ruffin.
Oh, wow.
I mean, here it is. As a young kid growing up in Oakland, California, and now I'm standing right next to David Ruffin, and we're getting ready to go on and do a sound check.
Jimmy Ruffin's brother, right?
David Ruffin, the leader of the Temptations.
Oh, wow. That must have been a great experience.
That was an awesome, awesome experience.
Now, what's your connection or experience as a member of the Hawkins family? That is the Edwin Hawkins Choir, right, that sang Oh Happy Day?
Yes. Now, how that came about is my auntie was married to the Cleveland family, and that's a well-known gospel music family that's been around for many, many years. One of the siblings that came from that was Tremaine Hawkins.
Oh, I remember her.
Which is my first cousin as Joe Chappell. So that's my connection with the Hawkins family because of my cousin, Tremaine Hawkins.
It's an honor to be with you. It's my kind of music, man. Oh, wow.
I'm the only one singing secular music. Everybody else is singing gospel.
I think I heard Tremaine Hawkins, or one of the Hawkins, at Broadway Church one year. Now, in the RadioComedyShows.com, you played the role of The Duper. In Bartek 2?
Yes.
Did your vocal singing background prepare you for this role? Did you do some singing?
No, this was strictly a voiceover. And how it came about is I did some vocal work for Michael Riley, who introduced me to one of his originals. From that, he loved my voice and decided, he said, Joe, I think I'm going to write a part for you in this cast I've got going on. And The Duper came out of that.
Well, your voice is smooth. That is for sure. I can understand
why he picked up on that.
Now, tell us what your experience of working with the cast members of the RadioComedyShows.com is like.
Well, this is really my first performance with these guys, right? Mm-hmm. The first time we really met was on day that we recorded it. So I just had a chance to get a quick glimpse of what our future might entail. I love the experience. It was awesome. The cast was great. Everybody welcomed me with open arms. It's a comedy thing, so I fit right in the comedy. Comedy is my scheme of life. So it was the natural.
And did you guys, did you crack up a little bit because the lines were so good? And then, I know that's a common experience.
When you're rolling, you play the script, of course. But quite naturally, when you're overviewing the script for the very first time and you're reading some of the things that Mike has wrote in, I mean, you got to just crack up because this guy's sense of humor is off the chart.
Well, humor is great, isn't it?
Oh, you
got to
have
the soul.
It's kept me so young all this time.
Yeah.
Music and humor, you've got to have it.
Well, definitely, definitely. I'd like to hear a little bit more about Mary Wells, Martha Reeves, The Temptations. Tell me, did you actually sing with them at all?
I actually did a show right here in Vancouver with Mary Wells, Martha Reeves, David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, and that was the show that night. So to be on stage number one, to be a child and listening to that. My parents listened to that music. And here I get a chance to now be standing on stage and actually performing that music with those people. That's a dream come true.
Wow.
I never in my wildest dreams thought that would happen to me in my lifetime. But God is good.
He definitely is. Yeah. Things do happen. I'm wondering, too, I noticed you did some work with Don Ho, did you?
I'm in Hawaii. I'm working with the Platters. And I had time off. The gig was finished, and I decided just to hang around Hawaii. So I'm living there, and I happened to go to I was invited to go to a Don Ho show one night. Don found out I was sitting in the audience and put the light on me and asked me to sing a song with him.
Oh, wow. What was the song? Do you remember?
We did America the Beautiful. Oh. And he gave me the bridge. And the rest is history. So it was great. Awesome.
Great. Now, Joseph, looking at your experience, it looks like you really enjoy the blues and gospel. Am I correct?
I love the blues and gospel. I don't get a chance to perform it often. I've gotten more into the R&B and the jazz aspect of it. That's where the public would like to see me more, so I go there.
Great. Now, what is it about that music that particularly moves you?
Which one?
Blues and gospel, both.
Well, the gospel is my roots, right? I ran away from that for years. That's really now the only music that really brings me joy to sing, being I've sang everything else out there. Now I'm just going for me. I'm going for my soul.
Right. And are you on that album of Oh Happy Day? The album?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
okay. No, I'm not.
Okay. It's a great album, that's for sure.
Oh, awesome album.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm wondering if you have a song that you really love, when you think the song that you love, what comes to your mind?
Well, there's a gospel tune that I sing in my repertoire right now. It's called Please Forgive Me, Lord. And it's basically saying, if I've done anything wrong, please forgive me.
So I'm wondering, really spontaneous here. I love interviews because you never know where they're going to go. Could you sing a line or two of that spontaneously? Would you like to?
If there's been anything against your will, Lord, please forgive me. Yeah, man.
Wow. That's amazing. Joseph, I've totally enjoyed my time with you. Thanks for being my guest today. And have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. God bless you, too.